Fatto Quotidiano, another newspaper. This newspaper says Europe lost the war in Ukraine. This is the reality. Settimana News. And if the European Union would fall apart, another newspaper, Swiss Info. The end of the globalization and the beginning of the end of the EU. All the bells are ringing, funeral. Europe is destroyed from the inside. And they need a war. They need a war so von der Leyen can save their own throne. La Fionda. European Union is falling apart. Chat Europe, another newspaper. Over Europe, there is the shadow of recession. There is a moral collapse of the EU.
East Journal.
East Journal, Ukraine. The war is finished, Europe lost. Notizie geopolitiche, Ukraine, a wall.
Notizie geopolitiche dice Ucraina, una guerra persa nella solitudine.
A lost war, Ukraine, a lost war in the geopolitic loneliness. La Fionda.
Cioè il capoccione del fallito disastrato.
The lost war in Ukraine and the failure of Ursula von der Leyen.
Occidentale, a cominciare dalla.
Basically, the heads of the European Community have fallen. They failed. And starting with von der Leyen, they failed. And they are trying just to save their face. Brussels are pretending to win just to slow down their own crushing, their own falling apart on the inside.
Pensa di riprendersi questi territori dopo che la Russia.
Russia already won between 20-25% of Ukraine. They conquered this territory, some 20-25% of Ukraine.
Trump si attacca a Trump.
How does Europe think to take back these lands? How does Europe think that they can take back this land and give it to Ukraine? With the atomic wars, which with the atomic weapons, which they don't have so many in any case. I don't believe half a word of what they're saying. It's only propaganda. The more they yell that Zelensky can win, the more they know that they are losing. Even Trump started to be on their side. Trump is wrong. We would need, they would need an atomic war to make the Russian bear let go of the bone which he won. Look at the history. Nazism and fascism, until the last day they were always proclaiming victory, victory. That's how the world goes with their hard heads. The hard heads of these warmongers think like this. But these leaders in Brussels, they don't tell you. Europe, besides losing in Ukraine, they are also exploding from the inside. They are also getting themselves destroyed with problems from the inside. Other news, nothing is as it looks like. France and England are collapsing. There are revolts. In France, there is a government crisis. There have been protests, tensions. France and Germany, protests are more and more in Europe happening. There are protests in many European countries. They starting to make street blockades, because there is vandalism, there are clashes with the police. Putin has the support of the majority of the Russian population. Me as a Christian, I don't support any war, and I don't support any politics, right or left. But if we think from a point of view of politics, there are two people now in conflict. So I'm not on the right and I'm not on the left, and I'm not on the side of the war. But we can see that it was Brussels and America, Biden and Clinton, that provoked this war. And this we know clearly, and everybody knows that. The true reason was because Russia was bothering their new world order. And that's the truth. Europe is in full destruction. Europe is falling apart. The quote Gospel of Brussels, it's based on selfishness, on power, on war, on oppression, and it will always bring destruction. It always happened like this. God is trying to talk to a world which is about to commit suicide. Now, there are happening in the world these days sinkholes, they're called. Basically, on streets, all of a sudden, a hole will open up, and then cars fall in, and sinkholes in Naples, swallows cars. There is a newspaper. There are happening in different places in the world, not just in Italy. God is trying to explain to the world, you are destroying yourself. You are about to commit suicide. God is trying to wake up the world. Be careful, you're falling in these sinkholes that you yourself built. Basically, the foundation of this world is like a sinkhole.
In primo numero, numeri, come che dice, numeri capitolo 16,
in Numbers 16, a hole opened and all the murmurers and rebels, they fell in. For years now it's been happening that all these sinkholes have been opening around the world. God told Israel, and God is telling today to his people, the Christians today who are not following the Lord anymore, these sinkholes that are opening, it's the foundation, your foundation. Look in what did you trust. You trusted in something that it's quicksand, and it will bring you straight to Hades. Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the weak forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. Psalm 11, verse 3, when the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalm 11, 3, the foundation is destroyed. Not just the hearts are destroyed. Everything is destroyed. The West is promoting this new culture, woke, perversions. And they are telling everybody that they don't need God anymore.
che quando le fondamenta sono rovinate,
Stalin, Hitler, and all those guys, what did they teach us? They teach us, they teach us so many things, but we don't want to learn. Moses and Aaron told Pharaoh in Exodus, Exodus 10:3, let my people go. Until when will you refuse to humble yourself in front of me? Did the Pharaoh listen to Moses and Aaron? No. And they perished under the judgments of God, and they died in the Red Sea with all their army. They were the strongest nation, the strongest power on the earth in those days. And this is how it will happen in Armageddon. God will punish the new Pharaoh, and which is the Antichrist. The new Pharaoh is the Antichrist and its army. God founded Europe on Christian faith, just like Israel was based on God. But they didn't listen. Jeremiah 7, 23. Jeremiah 7, 23 through 32. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward, since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt. Unto this day I have even sent unto all my servants the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearkened not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. But say this unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God. Verse 28, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Verse 29, cut off thine own hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up lamentation on high places, for the Lord hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, saith the Lord, and have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart. Look how their leaders built houses and built high places to burn their sons and their daughters in wars. And everything just because they want more power, more money. But our God will judge them. The Lord says, Revelation 18, from 2 to 4. And he cried with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornications, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And another voice said, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. The Lord says, James 5:8. Be also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. In Jesus' name, Lord, help us. Amen.